This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Now to our Breakthroughs Project, exploring the leading edge of health, science, and technology. Today, measles, mumps, and Texas. In the past few months, there have been several outbreaks of mumps, a handful of cases linked to a Halloween party in Dallas, more to a cheerleading contest in Arlington. There have been fewer cases of measles in Texas, but in 2013, there was an outbreak tied to a church northwest of Dallas. This year, some experts predict Texas could soon be at the center of a nationwide debate over highly contagious diseases and vaccinations. Let's get one thing straight. Mumps is generally not fatal. Measles? Measles can kill.
Around 100,000 kids die every year of measles. Used to be millions.
Dr. Peter Hotez is dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. He says the combined vaccine that protects against measles, mumps, and rubella is highly effective. Still, one shot isn't always enough to protect against mumps, best known for causing a swollen jaw and puffy cheeks.
So a single immunization provides about 75% protection. Two immunizations give you about 85% protection.
Meaning those cheerleaders who came down with mumps in December could have already been vaccinated. But what we're really here to talk about is measles, the virus so contagious that if one person has it, 90% of the people close by who aren't immune will also become infected. The virus that surfaced at Disney theme parks and infected more than 130 Californians in 2015. The virus that can cause brain damage and death.
Measles is something that takes off when vaccination rates start to decline. And what we've seen now in Texas is a very ominous trend where we've had this dramatic rise in the number of kids whose parents are opting them out of getting vaccinated. And it's therefore almost inevitable that Texas will start experiencing measles outbreaks.
Hotez says even though statewide levels of vaccinations remain high at over 98%, what concerns public health officials are pockets, these growing clusters of geographic areas like Travis County, where parents are getting conscientious, philosophical, or religious exemptions from state vaccine requirements. Parents like Jackie Schlegel.
Two of my children go to school on a vaccine waiver, philosophical waiver. I believe these decisions are personal and private and should stay that way.
Schlegel, who lives outside Austin, got together with about 20 other moms in 2015 to form a group called Texans for Vaccine Choice. That was after legislation sent to the State House that would have eliminated those philosophical waivers. Now, she says, Texans for Vaccine Choice has 10,000 members.
And I think you've seen this attempt to label parents as crazy conspiracy theorists or Jenny McCarthy followers, which really couldn't be farther from the truth. We have really educated families. We have doctors and attorneys, various different backgrounds and political affiliations. We are definitely seeing a change in the movement.
Schlegel says some of the group's parents have chosen to vaccinate their kids, but don't want it to be a state requirement. All three of Schlegel's children are vaccinated, but she says a vaccine caused her daughter's brain injury and believes it's connected to her autism. Dr. Hotez says the autism vaccine link has been repeatedly proven false.
We have these massive studies that have been published over the last few years, which clearly show no links between any of our childhood vaccines and autism. That's point one. I also point out that we have a lot of information now about autism showing that the changes in the brain of kids with autism happen in the first and second trimester of pregnancy, well before those kids ever see a vaccine. So there's not even any plausibility of a link.
This issue is especially close to Hotez because he also has a daughter with autism. From 2006 to 2014, the Department of Health and Human Services reports there were 2.5 billion vaccine doses administered in the U.S. The number of vaccine-associated injuries that merited compensation was 2,000. That's about one per million. To put that in perspective, Hotez says you are four times more likely to be struck by lightning than injured by a vaccine. He doesn't think vaccines should be optional.
Some of the anti-vaxxer groups have brought up civil liberties issues, and they say it's our right not to vaccinate our child. And I say, well, it works both ways. Now you have a situation in many parts of Texas, like in Travis County, where you have a mother or a parent with a child who's an infant who hasn't not yet eligible to receive their measles vaccine, and they have to walk around in terror going to shopping malls, going to the public library because they're worried that their infant is going to be exposed to measles. And what about her civil liberties?
These are some of the arguments members of the Texas legislature will debate this session. There are a handful of bills that would make getting philosophical vaccine exemptions more difficult. Bills, Dr. Hotez says, don't go far enough to protect public health. Bills that mom Jackie Schlegel says go too far. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.